Sunday evening, sitting in the kitchen. I caught a glance of some home baking me and my kids had spent the afternoon making. Then the thought about the day we'd had and about one of the cakes jumped out at me. At first glance, of course, it's simply the cupcake. But what if it might be something else? Something much more important. Sunday, for as long as I can remember, has always been a particular day of reflection for me. I've always seen it as the end of the traditional week. But now, having been sober for nearly 15 months, I view this day in a far more positive way than before. My drinking, my unpredictability, and my unreliability ended up leaving me with access to my children only on a Saturday night through to Sunday lunchtime, and usually only if my mum was with me to supervise. Sunday nights were horrific during my drinking days. With the kids back with their mum, I'd be sat on my own in an empty three-bedroom house that had once been mine and my kids' family home. Even though I was sitting in a fully furnished home, I would sit on a cushion in the corner of a dark room with only my phone, my cider, and sad songs on the YouTube for company. Resentments, guilt, and fear were all there whilst I was looking at Facebook and seeing how wonderful and happy other families were, how normal people were coping with the normal things. I effing hated Sundays. But back to the cupcake. What if I told you that something came to me out of the blue tonight? Something that made it so much more than just a daft wee cake. This might sound absolutely bonkers, and I'm fine with that. God knows people who knew me during my drinking and performing days would, and quite often did, label me that. But this is a different kind of bonkers. What if I told you it was evidence, to me at least, of the promises and of AA in action? 1. We will be amazed before we are halfway through. I'm currently going through step 4. Therefore, before even halfway through, I'm already amazed at the number of things that have happened throughout my sober journey, but I'm especially amazed at the relationship I am now able to have with my beautiful kids, because I can be reliable, honest, loving, and caring daddy to them. 2. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. Despite having some down days, some pretty horrible depressing episodes which come go, I can honestly say that this is the happiest I can ever recall being. I don't have material things, very little in the way of possessions or money in the bank, but I do have the love of my children, my family, my partner, and my friends in AA. I am free of the need to take alcohol to cope with life. That is a new freedom. How amazing. 3. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. I try not to look on my previous misgivings as regrets, but rather experiences which I can learn from. But in good old Glasgow vernacular, I will never forget my old arse. Before, I didn't have time to spend doing things like home baking with the kids. I was either too drunk to be allowed to have them, or I was sober when I had them but yearning a drink or planning the next one. Things like spending an hour in the kitchen doing stuff like that would have been alien to the old me. 4. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. I can be at peace because I no longer do the things that shut me off from it. I can give my children peace also by giving them my love and my time.